This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The number of measles cases in the world doubled from 2022 to 2023. According to the World Health Organization, there were more than 171,000 cases globally in 2022, but that number went up to 320,000 cases in 2023. Almost half of the cases have been in Europe, with the most reports in Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan, and Yemen. As of this Friday, the U.S. has had 128 cases this year. Technically, measles was eliminated from the U.S. in 2000, meaning there was no spread within the country. Friday night, friends and community members gathered to honor Samuel Knopp with a memorial concert. Knopp is the University of Colorado Springs student murdered in his dorm room in this past February. At the concert, a band performed in his honor, and one of Sam's guitars was auctioned off. The proceeds gathered from that event will go toward Knopp's family. They and the community are still working to heal after Knopp was shot and killed alongside Celie Montgomery. And that's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Annabelle Childers. Have a great Sunday. Colorado is a hotspot for stolen vehicles. In fact, the state is number one for vehicle thefts nationwide. A recent study by the FBI shows about 852 reported thefts for every 100,000 vehicles. Close to 45,900 vehicles were stolen from 2012 to 2022. Chevy Silverados were the most stolen vehicle, followed by Hyundai Elantras, Honda Civics, GMC Sierras, and Kia Souls, rounding out the top five. The Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region is overwhelmed with cats after city officials shut down a motel in Pueblo. The facility took in close to 40 cats that were found living in one of the rooms at a rundown motel this week. Workers there say most of them are in need of medical care, like parasite and dental treatments and spay and neuter surgeries. HSPPR is asking for emergency donations to help care for those animals. A military family here in Colorado Springs tells KRDO 13 they lost thousands of memories after they took their computer into a local repair store, You Break, I Fix, and now their photos are gone forever. Police responded to an encampment of pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the Auraria campus in Denver. According to our Denver news partners, the campus sent out an alert at about 12:30 p.m. Friday, advising people to avoid the area due to civil unrest. Dozens of officers were in the area, and some people were detained and put on a sheriff's office bus. The demonstration comes in the wake of several high-profile protests across the country regarding the war between Israel and Hamas. Colorado Springs police investigators determined the driver accused in a deadly hit-and-run crash was driving a red Jeep Cherokee SUV. They're now trying to determine the driver's identity. The crash happened early Friday morning around 1:30 a.m. on Platt and Academy Boulevard. The person killed was riding a scooter east on Platt. According to Colorado Springs police, the driver of that red Jeep left the scene. Detectives were able to zero in on it based on surveillance video from surrounding businesses. City officials in Pueblo held a warrant clearance event yesterday, helping people with active warrants issued by Pueblo County. Teachers will now officially be allowed to carry concealed handguns in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee signed the legislation that allows teachers and staff to be armed on school grounds into law Friday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, meteorologist Nick Carter, rain and snow showers winding down. Temperatures still in the 30s, and we still have some snow up in Teller and northern El Paso counties. Accumulations up to 4 inches in some of those locations. And tonight, isolated snow showers, low around 32. For Sunday, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Monday through Wednesday, fair and warmer with highs in the 60s and 70s with a slight chance of showers on Wednesday. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.